Today's daf is Soita Daf Yotes. We are in the middle of Daf Yotches Amid Beis, the two dots, Rameir Oimer, Amen Shaloi Nitmesi, V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned. Le'ilu Nishmas Noach Ben Meshulam Shraga, that's Judge Noach Deer. Today is his third yard site. May today's learning be an aliyah for his neshama. Today's daf is also being learned. Le'ilu Nishmas Moshe Ben Shloima. So we're moving along here in Masechta Soita, where we're discussing some of the specifics related to the process of what was done to the Safik Soita once she came to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, one of the inyanim of the Soita is that the Soita had to swear that she was innocent in order for her to be allowed to drink the Mei Soita. The Pasuk says, V'hishbiya ha-koyen eso isha. The koyen would be mashpia the woman, b'shvuas ha'olav. Not just a shvua, but rather with a shvuas ha'olav. Omra koyen le'isha, and the koyen would tell the woman, yitein Hashem oisach le'olav v'l'shvua b'toich amich, b'teis Hashem es yireichech noifeles, v'ez bitnech tzava, uvo ha'mayim ha'ma'orim o'ilav b'meyayich, latzbo is betim olan b'yorech, v'omra ha'isha, the woman hears everything that the kohen is saying. Hopefully she understands what the kohen is saying. And what does she say? Amen, amen. And it's mavur in the Gemara that really what the kohen was saying was two things. Number one, swear that you're innocent. Number two, I want you to be makabel, the Allah, the curse that will come your way in the event that you're really guilty. In fact, that's why the woman would say amen, amen. Amen, number one, on the shvua, because she's not the one that's making the shvua, it's the kohen that's making the shvua. But the rule in the laws of shvuas is that if somebody says amen achar shvua, it's kemoitzi shvua mipiv dami. So she would say amen to be makabel b'shvua. Number two, amen as in amen. I agree. I accept upon myself the olah, the shvua, the curse in the event that she's in fact guilty. Stating that, the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yudches said that from the fact that the pasuk says v'amra ha'isha amen amen, we learn another halacha, and that is that at the time that the kohen was mashpia this woman to say that she is tahar and that she's not guilty of what we're suspicious might have happened at the time of the stira, if the husband wanted to, he had the right to be megalgal other shvuas as well. In fact, there's a halacha in Shas known as Gilgal Shvua, and the makar to Gilgal Shvua is the parasha of Soita. It's the pasuk in the Torah that says, "Va'omra ha'isha amen amen." So what's Gilgal Shvua? Gilgal Shvua means Reuven and Shimon are engaged in a din Torah. They have some sort of dispute. They're in Bezdin, and Bezdin paskins, based on what's happening, that Reuven owes Shimon a Shvua. So for example, Reuven was a moide b'miktsas. Moide b'miktsas ha'tayna yishava, one of the three people that swear a Shvua de'irais. Once Reuven is swearing to Shimon, Shvuas moide b'miktsas, if Shimon wants, he can force Reuven to now swear that some of the other things that he's claiming in his argument are true, even though those other arguments that he's making are usually things that he would not have to swear in order to establish in court. It's what we know as Gilgal Shvua. Once there's a Chiyuv Shvua, so now I have the right to be Megalgal other Shvuas as well. The Makar to that is the Parsha of Soita. Where do you see that? Because Chazal Darshan from Amen Amen, that once the Safik Soita was already standing in the Beis HaMikdash, and she's going to swear now that nothing happened at the time of Stira, if the husband wants, and some Rishonim say that it's not even about whether the husband wants or doesn't want, this is the Metzias, and this is the way it is. But regardless, Machlokes Rishonim, if the husband wants, the husband can say that, you know what, once you're swearing, why don't you swear that you've never been involved in anything like this? And it's from there that we learn that even though really if the husband wanted to force his wife to swear that she never had an illicit relationship 5 years earlier, it's of course not something he'd be able to do. The only time the Torah says that she's mechuyev to swear is when there was a kinoy and a stira with Eidim and the whole parsha of Soita. But once she's swearing anyways, machmas the kinoy and stira, so now already we say Gilgal Shvua, and that's learned out from the fact that the Torah said Amen, Amen. So to be clear, the reason she said Amen, Amen is because there's two things that she needs to express. Number one, be mekabel the Shvua. Number two, be mekabel the Allah. However, there is a drasha that we learn from Amen, Amen as well. And that is the halach of Gilgal Shvua, which is negay the laws of Soita. It's not only negay the laws of Soita, but it's negay really kalatay rekula. The whole concept, the whole patent of Gilgal Shvua comes away, comes from this sugya right here in Gilgul Shvuah. Either way, so what are examples of Gilgul Shvuah? And it's going to segue right into the daf. So the Mishnah gave a few examples. Just read the Mishnah again inside really quickly. I think it's kedai. Two lines from the bottom of daf Yudches Amud Aleph. Al Mohi Meres Amin Amin. What's the Gilgul Shvuah? What's this additional Shvuah that if the husband wanted, he could be Mashpir? Number one, Amin Me'ish Zeh. I'm skipping a little bit. Amin Me'ish Acher. He can tell her that I want you to swear that you did not have an illicit relationship with this man, the man that you did steer with, or with an ishachar. I want you to swear that at no point during our marriage did you have a relationship with anybody. By the way, even if it happened b'shas erison, I want a shvuah for that. And even the shemeres yobam, which the Gemara clarified, even for that, it's something I want you to make sure that never happened. Rameir added, and he said that the husband could even be Megagal. He could say, I want you to swear, Amen Shaloy Netmesi, Amen Shaloy Itamo. I want you to swear now that you're never going to do anything in the future, or if you're going to do something in the future, you're being Makabal Allah. That because of the mayim that you drank now, the Gemara is going to clarify that whatever is supposed to happen to a Safek Saita will happen to you, even if this Bia, this Tumah, is not even something that happened. Then the Mishnah said, Akol Shavin, everybody agrees, everybody agrees that the only time the husband can be Magalgal is if at the very least she's going to be swearing related to a Tumah, related to a Bia that happened while they were married. But if he wants to be Magalgal now, swear that nothing happened before Erisin, or that nothing's going to happen according to Rameir after Gerishin, that's not something that he would be able to do. The Mishnah then continued, this is an important line for the beginning of the daf, and that is, the loyal achashet tisgarish, nistero le'echod v'netmeis, v'achakach hichziro, lo'yhoya mas ne'ima. Additionally, according to Rameir, who says that the man could force his wife to swear about something that's going to take place in the future, but he can't force her to swear that in the event that I'm going to divorce you, and you're going to be mezana with somebody, and then I remarry you, I want now you to swear with regards to that. And the reason for all this is, because the only time he could be mashpia her on a bia is if the bia is going to affect him. So if they're going to be married and she's going to be nivola, so then the bia affects him to the extent that affects him. So for that, you have the parasha of Saita, and for that, you have the parasha of the Gilgul Shvuah of the Saita. But to the extent that that bia is not going to take place during a marriage, whether it's before a marriage, after a marriage, in between marriages, if it's going to be in any one of these scenarios, for that, you're not going to have the Gilgul Shvuah. Either way, not the easiest Mishnah in Masechta the Saita, but regardless, we pick up at the two dots in the middle of the Amid, Rameir, Omer, Amen, Shalay, and Itmesi, the Tanya. We learned to the Bryce, like Kishamir, when Rameir said that there's an idea of Gilgul Shvuah, that a man can force his wife to be Makabel, the Klolo and the Shvuah right now of a Tumah that may take place in the future. When Rameir said that, he didn't mean that there's a concept that she will drink now, and if in the future she's going to be Mezana, right now she's going to blow up. There's no such thing. Ella, what it means is that she could be makabel b'shvuah in the Allah, l'kishet t'tama, so that if she is mezana at some point in the future, mayim ma'arin oisa, then the water is somehow going to regurgitate, ayin rashi, uboitken oisa, and it's going to be boitaker in the future. So the Gemara had a very shocking havamina. There was if mokim to say that what Rameir said is an idea of being makabel Allah in the future. Maybe what's happening is that she's going to say, I accept the Allah, and then we somehow look into the future, and Bechira Yediyah, how does that play out? If she's in fact going to be Mezana, then already now, me'achshav, something's going to happen. Zok to Gemara, lahoitzi mi'liban, that's not what Rameir meant. Of course, that's not going to happen. What Rameir means to say is that you can be Mekabel Allah now, so that if in the future something's going to happen, the water is going to somehow come back up, and it's going to take her out at that point. And that is, in fact, Shittas Rameir. And by the way, the Rambam, who of course paskins the halacha of Gilgul Shvuah, which like we said, is not only Negei Soit, it's Negei Kol HaTerukula, and he paskins like Rameir as well. So when the woman would swear, she would swear, Amen Shaloi Netmesi, and Amen Shaloi Etameh, that nothing's going to take place in the future, and this is a neis b'toich neis. In the event at some point in the future she would be mezana, all of a sudden out of nowhere the mayim would come, and all the klolos that are mentioned as it relates to the saita would suddenly play itself out.
A
A man is married. His wife is a safek saita. Gilgul shvua, he can force her now to swear, not only al biyazu, according to Rav Meir, even on a future biya. The question is, could he now say that I want you to swear and be mekabel ola in the event that I give you a get, and then I remarry you? Anything that's going to happen in that second marriage, I want you to be subject to the shvua. What's the tutzadim? Do we say, hashta mi'aloya sirilei? Do we say that right now, that marriage is not the marriage that he's in now, and based on that, it shouldn't be okay? Or maybe zimnin the megarish l'vahadim hadala. Or perhaps, being that if he's megarish her and then he's married her again, so it's going to come out that at the time that the bi is happening, they will be married. So maybe you could have a gilgul shvua on that. Meaning, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said the rule is kol shati boil. If at the time of the bia, it will cause her to be usher to the husband. So that type of bia is a bia that you could have a gilgul shvua on. Well, in this case, in the event that he would give her a get and then remarry her, if she would be tibarl at that point, avada would impact their marriage. So based on that, you would think maybe yeah, or maybe no. Hashta mi'aloya sirulai. Lamaisa, right now they're not in that marriage. I mean that right now they're not in the marriage, maybe it's not okay. So the Gemara says, Tashma, bring your wife in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said, Akol shavim, everybody agrees. Meaning, Saira Meir and Saida Chachamim, who argued whether Gilgul Shvua works on the Asid, it doesn't work on the Asid, but everybody agreed, that for sure you can't do a Gilgul Shvua for a Tumah, for a Bia that took place before Erisin, or for a Tumah or a Bia that took place after Gerishin. And then the Mishnah continued and said, Nistar ola echad vinit meis, v'achakach yachzi reno, loy hoya masna. That in the event, according to Rameyer, you would do a Gilgul Shvua for the future, and the Bia, the Tumah would take place after Gerishin, then the halacha is, even if he would remarry her, there wouldn't be a Gilgul Shvua. Why not? Because the Bia took place at the time that they weren't married. But it's implied from the Mishnah that if the Tumah would take place, not after the Gerishin before he remarried her, but after the Gerishin and then after he remarried her. It sounds like Hachanami the Masi in that case, it would be able to make the tonight. And if that's the case, Shmami no, this is a Raya, it's furish. Meduyak in the Mishnah, like that sat in the Ibai. Either way, the Gemara from here until the end of the parak is going to discuss, could a woman become a suffix like twice? So obviously, she would have been innocent the first time. And the question is it possible for a woman to drink from the May Saita not one time, but two times? That's the Shail. Now, if you think about it, and this is the way it's going to play itself out, there's some fine print that you would want to understand before we investigate the Shaila. In other words, there's a few different possibilities. Possibility A, same husband, same wife. So, Reuven is married to Rachel. Reuven gives Rachel kinui stira. Don't be together with Shimon. And she's nistara. She drank from the Meisaita, nothing happened. And it was oitcha. It chazed itself over. Again, Reuven gave kinui to Rachel, and there was Stira, again with the same Shimon. Would she drink again? Would she not drink again? So the simplest application of this halacha would be same husband, same woman, obviously, same bayil. What's the halacha? Could she drink from the Meisaita or not drink from the Meisaita? You could declare the same Shaila. What would be if it was a different husband and a different bayil? Same husband, different bayil. Same bayil, different husband. So the bottom line is, there's four different possibilities of how this Shaila could express itself. So the big picture, what are we discussing now? We're discussing a woman drinking from the Meisaita twice. Is there some rule somewhere that says that there's only one time a woman could drink from the Meisaita? More than that, not. Now, if there is, it's going to have to be based on a pasuk, because what would be the logic, what would be the svara that she shouldn't be able to drink from the Meisaita the second time? The Gemara is going to bring a pasuk. The Gemara is also going to bring three shitas atanam of exactly how this plays itself out. Zok the Gemara. It says in the Torah, Zois Torahs Hakinois. And we learn from here, Malami Cho Ishna Shoisa Vishaina, that a woman could drink from the Meisaita Vishaina and Chazer, and she could drink from the Meisaita the second time. Where do you see it? So, Kinois is a Lashon Rabbim. Torahs Hakinois teaches me that the woman who had kinoi and stira even twice, that lachis she's going to be shaitz. Rabbi Yehuda said zois from the fact that the Torah said zois Torah hakanois. We learn from here she'eno isha shaitz v'shaina. No, zois is a miut, and it teaches you that only one time. This is the time she's going to drink, but this woman's never going to drink again. Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Ma'aseh, there was a story, there was a man, his name was Nechunya Chayfer Shrichen. And he said, that a woman could shrink from the May Soiter twice, and we will makabal the Eidos of Nechunya Chayfer Shrichen, however, only on a limited basis, b'shnei anashim, to the extent that there were two husbands, avaloi b'ishechad, not if there was one husband. The Chachamim are a third shita, and they said, a woman never drinks a second time, Bein b'shechad, doesn't matter if it was one husband, Bein b'beis anashim, doesn't matter if it were two husbands, either way, she's not going to drink. So what are the three shitas? The first shita is that melamid she'isha shoyse v'shoyna, learned out from Zois Teres HaKanois. The second shita is Zois She'ena Isha Shoyse V'Shoyna. That was Rabbi Yehuda's shita. But Rabbi Yehuda said that it's only true if it is going to be Esh Echad, but if it's Shnei Anashim, then she will drink a second time. And the Chachamim said that a woman never drinks twice. It doesn't matter if it's an Esh Echad, it doesn't matter if it's Beis Anashim. Zok Tegemar. What was the Makar to the Tanakama in the Braisa? Tanakama learned from the word Teiras HaKanois that teaches me that you could be Shoyse V'Shoyna. What was Rabbi Yehuda's Makar? Rabbi Yehuda's Makar was the word Zois. What was the Chachamim's Makar? So we didn't say Zois, but it wasn't mentioned before. But either way, we seem to have a little mashmois in the Pasuk that a woman could be Shoyse V'Shoyna, and we have a mashmois in the Pasuk that a woman can't be Shoyse V'Shoyna. So the Gemara, but Tanakama Nami, the Tanakama that says, Melamed She'isha Shoyse V'Shoyna, Hakasiv Zois, doesn't it say Zois? So if it says Zois, so you should teach me that you can't be Shoyse V'Shoyna. V'Rabbanu Basroi Nami, and the Rabbanu Basroi, who said that the woman is never Shoyse V'Shoyna, Hakasiv Teiras, doesn't it say Teiras? Teiras HaKanois, and from there you see that she could be Shoyse V'Shoyna. Amar Rava, so Rava said, let me clarify the whole issue over here. How everyone darshins Teiras, how everyone darshins Zois, and everything will make sense. In the event that it's the same husband and the same boy, everybody agrees that the Isha is not Shoyse V'Shoyna. Why not? To the extent that you have two husbands and two boyalim, so say it's a different husband, say it's a different boy, everybody would agree that the Isha is Shoyse V'Shoyna. Because it says Teiras. So everybody agrees to the drasha of Zois, and everybody agrees to the drasha of Teiras. To the extent it's Ish Echad u Bayal Echad, for sure the Ish is not Shoyse V'Shoyna. No one's arguing. None of these three sheikhs are going to be chaylik on that. Why? Because Zois says Mashma only one time. In the event that it's two Anashim and two Bayalim, again, there's no Machalikas. Everyone agrees she's Shoyse V'Shoyna. Why? Because it says Teiras. And from Teiras, we learn that she is Shoyse V'Shoyna. Keep Ligi, what's the Machalikas? In the event that it's not one husband and one Bayal, or it's not two husbands and two Bayalim, but rather Be'ish Echad B'Shnei Bayalim, where it was one husband but two Bayals, or B'Shnei Anashim, Bayal Echad, it was two husbands and one Bayal. Tanakama Sava, Tanakama holds, Tairas Rebuye Kuli, that from the word Tairas, we marba everything, meaning we assume that in all cases, the Alachish is Shoyse V'Shoyna, with the exception of Zois, meaning Zois you have to reckon Zich with as well. So it's true, if it's Ish Echad Bayal Echad, over there she won't be Shoyse V'Shoyna, but everything else, if it's two Anashim and two Bayalim, or if it's either two Anashim or two Bayalim, then the Alachish would be Shoyse V'Shoyna. Rabbanu Basroi Savra, the Rabbanu Basroi hold just the opposite. Zois Lamutei Kuli. They hold that Zois is the Iker Drasha, and Zois is coming to be Mema'id everything, that in all cases she's not Shoyse V'Shoyna. Ah, you have Teiras. Lirbuya, you're right, you have to be Marba. Tafasta mu tafasta, the extreme. And what's the extreme? Shnei Anashim, Shnei Bayalim. So if it's one Bayal and one Baal, or if it's two Bayals and one Baal, or two Baals and one Bayal, all those cases, she won't be Shoyse V'Shoyna. The only time she'll be Shoyse V'Shoyna is if it's Shnei Anashim and Shnei Bayal. What about Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda is the middle Shita. Rabbi Yehuda said that what does it depend on? It depends on Shnei Anashim or Ish Echad. So, Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda held Zois L'mutei Tarti and Teiras L'Rabbi's Tarti. That Zois is Memai two of the four possibilities, and Teiras is Marba two of the four possibilities, right? We said there's four possibilities. So Zois is Memai two, and Teiras is Marba two. Zois L'mutei Tarti, which two is it memayit ish echad u bayal echad ish echad u shnei bayalim? If there's ish echad, it doesn't matter if it's bayal echad shnei bayalim. So he says the mutei, she's not going to be shayis of v'shayna. Teiras is lirbuye tarti. However, the word teiras is marbatu, which two is a marbat, shnei anashim bayal echad, or shnei anashim shnei bayalim, whether it's two anashim bayal echad, two anashim shnei bayalim, the ikar is if it's two anashim, then you are going to be marba. Hence, these are the three shittas, and these are the makairis to the three shittas. Hadron halach hayamevi. Just one ha'ara before we start the next parak. And that is Rabbi Yehuda, when he said over his shita, he's the middle shita as it relates to whether an isha shayse v'shayna or she's not shayse v'shayna, said over a story, which is not surprising because Rabbi Yehuda, as we speak out, always, for whatever reason, very often, supported his opinion with a maisa shahaya kachay. But what's interesting is that the story that he said over was testimony that he had heard from Nechunya Chayfer Shichin. So Nechunya Chayfer Shichin said Eidos, Isha Shoyse Veshoyna, that there's a concept that an Isha could be Shoyse Veshoyna. Rabbi Yehuda said we were a Bezdin that was being Mekabal this Eidos, and when we were Mekabal the Eidos, we weren't Mekabal at Legamri, we were Mekabal, and we said that when is she Shoyse Veshoyna to the extent that there's going to be two husbands, but if it's one husband, even if it's two boils, that's Rabbi Yehuda's middle Shita, then the Halach is going to be different. So if the name Nechunya Chayfer Shichin sounds familiar, it's because he's mentioned in a classic Agadat the Gemara. The Gemara is a Masechtas Bava Kama. The Gemara tells a story. Tanu Rabbanim Maisa. There was a story. Bebitoi shel Nechunya Chayfer Shichin, the daughter of Nechunya Chayfer Shichin, she nafla lebar gadol. He fell into a very, very large pit. The daughter of Nechunya Chayfer Shichin did. Now Rashi says that why was he called Nechunya Chayfer Shichin? Because he used to dig Shichin. He used to dig ditches for the oily regalim. So when the yidden would be oily regal. Sholish regalim, so they needed water, their animals needed water, and he was an askin, and it seems that Pasha had the goodness of his heart, pro bono, he had a whole geschäft where he would dig shichins like this, people would have water. Turns out that his own daughter fell into one of these shichins. Bo vaydeus Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. So they ran to Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. They needed a moifes Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. Brachas lamadalad on the days. He was ke'eved lufnei ha-melech. And we know he was able to pull off moifesin that the Gemara says even Rabbi Yechem and Zakeh wasn't able to pull off. Either way, so they go to Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. Shari Shaina, the first time they went to him, Amalem Shalom Svetzain Gut. Shnia, they came to him an hour later, Amalem Shalom Svetzain Gut. Shlishis, they came to him a third time, Amalem, he told him also, Svetzain Gut. Everything is fine. I'm telling you, the daughter came at Amru. So when she emerged from this shiach, so they asked her, Mihelcha, how did you get out? Clearly, this was a miracle. Omer Lahem, she told him, Zocher shal recholim nizdam in li. Rashi says, I saw an aisle. V'zoken echad manhigoy. And there was a zoken, an old man, that was leading this aisle. And this old man with this aisle is how I was saved. Rashi says, Zocher shal recholim wasn't just any aisle. It was Eloi shal Yitzchak. And the zoken that was manhigoy was none other than Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, together with Eloi Shal Yitzchak, came to save this girl. Amru Lois, they told Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, Navi Ata, you must be a Navi. How did you know? Amru Lehem, Loi Navi Anoichi, Veloi Ben Navi Anoichi. Elokach Amarti. He said, I made a cheshbin. Dovesh Oisit Tzadik Mitzta'er Bar. Something that this Tzadik, Nechunya, Chayfer Shichin, had tsar over. He dedicated so much for, he gave up so much for. Yikosho by Zarei. How is it possible that a ditch that he dug for such tremendous chesed for the Eilu Regalim would be the place that his daughter would end up dying? It couldn't be. And even though we know Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa had a tremendous kayach atfilas, had nothing to do with this. This was poshut math. I made a very, very simple cheshbon, and there was no way that this is not the way it was going to be. Says the Gemara, a very, very, very shocking postscript to this story. Amar Rav Acha, afal pi kein, even though this story took place the way it took place, however, meis b'noi b'tzama. Nechunya Chayfer Shichin's son once died at a tzama. He was stuck somewhere, a hot desert, he had nothing to drink, and that's the way he died. And how's that possible? Zok the Gemara, Shenemar, Usvivav Nisarav Ma'oid, Malamich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Medakteik Im Svivav, Achfilu Kochot HaSayra. Meaning, even though Nechunya Chayfer Shichin was a great, great man, and what happened to him seemed to be almost unfathomable, but the Eibush has Medakteik Kochot HaSayra, there's a Midas Adin that Hashem uses sometimes when it comes to interact with the great tzaddikim, and that's why this ended up happening. Now, Tosfos asked the obvious kasha, that I hear something bad happened to Nechunya Chayfer Shichin. We could hear that. Tzaddikim medakteik kochot hasayra. But it's kasha reisha l'seif. We started off with this beautiful story, how Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa said, lo navi anoichi v'lo ben navi anoichi, but it's impossible. It just can't be true that his daughter was going to end up dying in one of the pits. Now, the pit was his avoida. Water was also his avoida. What was the whole inyan of him digging these pits? Like, these people wouldn't die but some. So how could it be that his son died but some? So Tosfos says that you have to say the mikom makim ba'isa davar atzmai lehaya roi likashal. Even though it's shver, and it takes away a lot of that good feeling and warm and fuzzy hergish that you would love to walk away from this story with, but miken zogan achilik, that Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa's sensitivity was to the pit. This pit, that's what he dug. It's a nice sushtel, but at the same dobra alam and mehekish, but it's not the same thing. And because it's not the same thing, so therefore that sensitivity wasn't going to apply. But we know what the tzaddikim all said. The tzaddikim said that the reason Rav Chanina ben Doisa was able to be ascertained that this girl was going to come out alive, and the reason nothing happened to her, was because of the avoida of Nechunya Chayfer Shichen, but it was also because of what Rav Chanina ben Doisa said. And because of the tzaddik gozer, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's why it played itself out the way it did. And that was only true by the daughter, and that wasn't true by the son. Thus, what Rav Chanina ben Doisa was saying was a klar zach. But we needed the tzaddik, Rav Chanina ben Doisa, to be megalo this Indian. And once he said this hergish, in Shemayim everything stopped. He says, it's not possible. Rav Chanina ben Doisa just said a glat zach. But that was based on the fact that the tzaddik said it. Because kamei gedolim divrei chachamim. Chachamim have an incredible koyach with their words to be able to dictate the way things are supposed to be. So the hergish was an emes a hergish. And based on the hergish, it should have happened with regards to his son as well. So what was the difference between bitay and benoy? Because by bitay, Rav Chanina ben Doisa paskin that way. He paskin the hergish. It was a glat to psak. But it came at the end of the day as a result of his psak. As opposed to meis benoy betzama. Over there already, Rav Chanina ben Doisa wasn't part of the picture. And because Rav Chanina Medaisa wasn't part of the picture, so that's why it didn't play itself out. So the hergish is a richtige hergish, but at the same time, it had to be in this physical world, al yedei the deeper of the tzaddik. And when Rav Chanina Medaisa said it regarding bitay, that's why it played itself out. The bottom line is, I looked up to say that doiris, I looked around in all the Toldos Tanav Amiram, there's one halacha in Shas that we have related to Nechunya Chayfashichin, and we just learned it right now. It's regarding this halacha, soiter, if she's chayzav v'shoina, she's not. Doesn't drink a second time. So this story is a classic story. But in terms of halacha l'maisa, we only have one halacha. But I did see that the Toldos Tanav Amiram is a little bit bothered. And the reason he's bothered is, we'll leave with this, is because in this maisa, in Bava Kama, Daf Nun Amid Aleph, in Perek Shosha Nogach HaSapara, so over there, the daughter of Nechunya Chayfa Shichin is getting a bracha from who? Rav Chanina ben Doisa. And in our Gemara, Nechunya Chayfa Shichin said Eidus to Rav Yehuda. Rav Chanina ben Doisa lived in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda was already a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, who's post Chorban Beitar, it's post the Bar Kochva revolution. So just from a chronological perspective, it's a little bit tzarechian. The Toldos Tanav Amiram wants to say that maybe there were two Nechunya Chayfa Shichins, which would mean that we don't have a member from the Nechunya Chayfa Shichin here in Bava Kama Daf Nun. Say that there is not mashman that way, because in the say that there is, it says this is one member from the Chunya Chayv Shichin, so it's clear he held it was the same person. I had Yushtim, Rav Chanina ben Doisa, and Rav Yehuda. Not two Rav Yehudas and two Rav Chanina ben Doisas. But in terms of how to make this work, I don't know. We continue along here in the third parak of Masechtas Saita, which is going to begin with laws related to Saita, and then by tomorrow we're going to be learning some of the most famous Gemaras and Shas for a few days. So again, Saita, there's ebbs and flows. And every time you get into the lumdus a little bit, there's another three blad of agadah. Mamash Meredith. Except the Mishnah. So the second parak began discussing the mincha of the Saita. And the third parak begins with the mincha of the Saita as well. Now, we already learned on Daf Yudalad on the days, the differences between the mincha Saita and all the other menachas. We don't have to chazer that over, so we can go in now as if we're already a zakim v'ragel as it relates to the sugis of menachas, daf yudalad, daf tezvav, big part of the previous parak, and jump right in. So the Mishnah says that we know that the Saita, when she would bring her carbon mincha, in contrast to ordinary menachas that were brought bekalsa shal kesef shal zav. So ordinarily, a person would bring a carbon mincha to the Beis HaMikdash. Remember, this is the ani in most cases that's bringing the carbon, but he would go to his china closet and he would take out mabish the shenst and the vest, kesef, zav, nechoshes, whatever was the nicest thing he had. This was like Yom Tiftik. That's the way he would bring this carbon. But the Saita was different. The Saita we dafka wanted should come in a biliga basket. So the Saita comes to the Beis HaMikdash with her mincha, which was made of so'irin, not of chitin. And it's inside this kvifa mitzris, this very, very cheap basket. And she took the mincha from the kvifa mitzris and put it into a klisharis. V'noisna al yada. And now the klisharis was on her hand. See, there's a lot of kleine oisius over here because there's issues with the grisois. Umanifa neditnufa. So the mincha arrives into the Beis HaMikdash in a kvifa mitzris. We take it out of the kvifa mitzris. We put it into a klisharis. There's no shemen, by the way. There's no levayna. So we could skip a lot of the steps that you'd ordinarily have when it came to a regular carbon mincha. She's now holding the mincha inside the klisharis. The kohen puts his hands underneath her hands, umanifa, and together they do tnufa. Zok the Mishnah, heinif They did the tenufa, the hegish, and then they did hagasha. They brought the mincha towards the mizbeach. Kamatz, then the kohen did kmitza. The hikter, and he was makta the kohenitz. Again, there's no levina here. Vashar nechal kehanim, and all the shorei mincha were eaten by the kehanim, even though it was soirim, and soirim is really meichel behema. But hashar nechal kehanim, there was a mitzvah to eat the shirayim, and it was eaten by the kehanim. So the mishnah haya mashka va'achakach makir ves minchasa. First, the woman would drink the meisait, and afterwards they would bring the carbon mincha. Reb Shimon said it was just the opposite. Makir ves minchasa. First, they would bring the carbon mincha. Va'achakach haya mashka, and afterwards they would drink. Shenema, the pasuk says va'achar yashka es ho'ishna es hamayim, which is referring to after the carbon mincha. We'll see more about this on other days. And hishka va'achakach hikriv. Zok Reb Shimon. That even though really you're supposed to be in the carbon mincha first and then you're supposed to do the ashka, but let's see, you reverse the order. Kshayr the halacha is that still it's going to be kasha. Zok Gemara. Omar le Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yoshia de Dari. Rabbi Elazar told Rabbi Yoshia of his dar. Like Tesev Akarich, I don't want you to sit down. Ademafrish lo the whole milsa until you explain the following thing. So first things first. Rabbi Elazar is talking to Rabbi Yoshia. Which Rabbi Yoshia? The one from his dar. As opposed to what? The Rabbi Yoshia from Friede Gedairis or from Shpeite de Gedairis? Which one? Which Rabbi Yoshia are we coming lafuki? So Rashi asks the kasha. Rashi says that Rabbi Elazar was, in his dar, there were two Rabbi Yoshias. There was a younger Rabbi Yoshia, and then there was an older Rabbi Yoshia. Says Rashi that what the Gemara means to say is that Rabbi Elazar was talking to the younger Rabbi Yoshia and not the older Rabbi Yoshia. Meaning the one that was in his dar, they're like in the same age bracket, Be'erich, as opposed to the elder Yid Rabbi Yoshia. Why'd it have to be that way? So Rashi adds, it's because of what did Rabbi Elazar tell Rabbi Yoshia? He said, "Leitesiv akarich, I don't want you to sit at the mafresh lala hamilsa." You can't say this to an elder yid, someone that's from a free the gedar. So bal karchach, he's talking to the younger Rabbi Yoshia. But the bottom line is, so what did he say? What did he want Rabbi Yoshia not to be able to sit down? It totally explains. Minayin mincha soita shatuna tenufa. How do you know that the mincha soita required tenufa? So the Gemara says, Minolan, you're not sure how you know that you need tenufa? It's a pasuk in the Torah. The heinif ksivba. The pasuk says, "V'lokach hakoy miyado isha es minchas haknois." The heinif es hamincha lefnei Hashem v'hikri voice alam es beach. It's a mafurish pasuk. It says v'heinif. The Gemara says, "No, I know it's pashut that this tenufa." The baila minolan. The Mishnah said that not only did the kohen do tenufa, but the isha she also did tenufa. So the question is, how do you know that she's included in the tenufa? The pasuk says v'heinif es hamincha, referring to the kohen. How do you know that she did the tenufa? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua told him, "Asya yad yad mishlam." We learn from Xer Shavu from the Shlom. Ksivah says, "V'lokach." And it says over there also the word yad. Yadav to the end. Makan koyin. Just like over here, the koyin did the tenufa afla halan, so too by the shlomim koyin. The koyin had to do the tenufa. So a carbon shlomim was unique in that it had a mitzvah of tenufa. If you look up the pasuk, when the pasuk talks about the mitzvah of tenufa by the shlomim, it says yadav tiviena is ishe Hashem, and the yadav over there is referring to the bailam. The bailam is the one that did the tenufa. So said Rabbi Yoshia, you have a mitzvah of tenufa by the soita, where the Torah says the kohen should be the one that does the tenufa. You have a mitzvah of tenufa by the shlomim, where the Torah says the bailam should do the tenufa. I also have gzeira shava, it's nez yad yad. So I learned like this, just like by the soita kohen, so do by the shlomim's kohen. Mal halam bailam, just like by the shlomim's the bailam. Afkam, okay, tzad. So how do you make them both work? Maniach yodai tachasi de bailam. He would put his hands under the hands of the bailam, umeinif, and like this, they would do tenufa. So there was a mitzvah of tenufa, that's a pasuk in the Torah. But the chiddush is that the tenufa wasn't only the kohen, which is what it says before in the Torah, but the bailam, in this case the isha, also had to do the tenufa. How do you know that? It's based on gzeira shava. You have the parasha of tenufa by the seita, you have the parasha of tenufa by the shlomim. Here it says kohen, there it says bailam, and we learn one from the other that it's always supposed to be tzazamim. So how is it done? The woman is holding the mincha inside the klisharis. The kohen puts his hands underneath the hand of the woman, and together they do tenufa. Tosfos, the second Tosfos on the Amid, asks, Yerushalmi says, the kohen put his hands underneath the hands of the woman and they did tenufa together. Isn't that a dover mechur? Why was that okay? There's negia between the kohen and this woman who's an eshes ish. So how is this possible? And the Yerushalmi says three terutzim. First terutz the Yerushalmi says is, meniach mapa, they would bring a mapa. Meaning, so he wasn't literally touching her hands, but it'd be like a little tishtach in between her hand and his hand. And the Yerushalmi says, don't think that it's a chatzitza. It's really not a chatzitza. Second teretz, maybe koyin zaken. They would bring an older koyin. And being that he's an older koyin, so there's less of a chash that it would come to hear her. V'chule. V'afilu toime koyin yelet. And says the Yerushalmi that if you want, could be they would even bring a younger koyin. And it's not a problem. She'en yetzahara mitzuyah l'sha. Because it happens so quickly, it happens so fleetingly. So based on that, you don't have to be worried that the Yetzirah is going to be shayla. Incidentally, I saw in the Shar Mitzan of Halacha from Shlomo Zalman Braun, his Mitzayin, his Halacha Sfarim that he wrote on Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, where he was meichiach different Halacha l'maisa when it comes to these inyanim of Negiya, through a glove or Lasha, based on this Yerushalmi, based on this Tosfos, Ayin Sham and Ayin in the Paiskin. But just one Ha'ara before we go weiter. And that is, we've mentioned already a few times in the Alta recordings and the Naya recordings that there was a little bit of a discussion in the Paiskim whether the Yetzihara is Shoilit in the Makom HaMikdash or the Yetzihara is not Shoilit in the Makom HaMikdash. It came up on Davav, it came up again Dav Ches when they would tear the clothing of the site, the Machlikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, we are Chayeshir or not Chayeshir, the Steer and Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham, etc., etc., etc. And in our raid bites, it's a Machlikis between Rumei Simcha and the Meshach Chachma and the Mincha Soluzer in the Heilige Minkacher Ruf. What's the Machlekes? Rmei Simcha in Meshech Achma and Parshas Kedoshim seems to say that there was more of a chashash that the Yetzirah would be shoylin in the Makom HaMikdash. And the reason is because Yafa Torah in Derech Eretz, she yegiya shneya meshkachas avoin. So when a person has Torah and he has Derech Eretz, so he has more of a haftocha that he's going to be protected from the chet. In the Makom HaMikdash shneya Torah, they had no Derech Eretz, and as a result, it was a bigger concern. He said that's pshat in the Bnei Eli, and that's pshat in the smichos. The Torah talks about znos umal aradzima, and then it says as shapsoisai tishmoiru umikdashai tiro, because you have to be more worried about znos on Shabbos, because there's no Derech Eretz on Shabbos, because you can't work, and you have to be more worried in the Beis HaMikdash, because again, in the Beis HaMikdash, all you had Torah, but you didn't have any Derech Eretz. That's Sak for the Shasir Regla, again, raid that we've spoken about so many times. The Michas HaLuzer in Chelik Gimel, in Simin Chav Hei, so he was discussing what that Rizal said. That Rizal said that when a person would bring a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, so he would walk into the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohen would look at the Bala carbon, he would kick off Zan Shteren, and he would see where exactly this person was poigim in his neshama when he did his chet. The Kohen would determine that. Then he would be mechaven at the time that he did the avodas. So like this person would end up getting his proper tikkun. This is what that Rizal said. Said that Rizal, hotenach, that's all good. If a man was the one that was bringing a carbon, what if a woman was bringing a carbon? What, the Kohen would look at the woman in her forehead? How could that be? So says that Rizal, what the man would do is, he would have the woman stand behind him. They would go to the kiyar. He would look at her through the reflection of the Maris HaTzoifis, the mirrors of the kiyar, and that was the way that he would say it. So Michas HaLuzer brings this inyan from that Rizal. And the Michas HaLuzer says, Pasha, you learned that Rizal. It sounds like that Rizal saying there was a chashash, that we don't want the Kohen to look at this woman, because it might come the day here. But says that Rizal, says the Michas HaLuzer, he says, it can't be. Dehine be'emes lo yitochen loymar, de b'mokam ha'koydesh, gavra boyu letkunei nafshe. It can't be that in a Mokam HaKodesh, where a person is coming to be misakin his nefesh, how can it be that in a place like that the Yetzirah would be shoylet? B'mokam HaKodesh, Hashrois HaShchino Yisparach Shemoy. V'oinechosh lekilka v'erhur the Kohen. It can't be. He says this whole Indian is a tamir to me. So it says in Mechazuz, what's pshat? L'maisa, that Rizal said that. That Rizal just meant that if there's going to be someone who's in the Makom HaMikdash and he's not going to chap exactly, in his mind, he's not going to realize the Yetzirah is not shoylet. The optics are just not good. But you want to know if it's we're really, really worried that a hearer is going to come. You don't have to be concerned the hearer is going to come. There's no way in the world that a hearer is going to come. Now, in the course of this piece, Zakht Mechas Luzah, I the Gemara and Saita, for example, Dav Ches, where the Gemara says, Machlokes Rebutim Dechachamim, could we tear her clothing? Could we not tear her clothing? Are we worried about her? Says Mechas HaLuzer, the chashash over there is that after she leaves the Azara, after the Kayanim leave the Azara, maybe then they're going to come with their hair. But in the Makom HaMikdash, the Yetzirah is not shoylet. And there's never a chashash that a person is going to do an Aveira when he's in the Makom HaMikdash. But in Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush, I found that Hagoyin Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer Shlita, this is in the Sefer Menucha Shalom, it's in Chelik Yud Beis, it's Simen Chav Tes. The name of the Simen is Be'inyin Ein Yetzirah Shoylet B'Mikdash. So he has an arichlus on this inyan. Is the Yetzirah shoylet in the Makom HaMikdash? So he does not bring the tshuva from the Michas HaLuzer that we always quote, but he brings a different tshuva. He says he saw a davar chadash in the Sefer Shailas Tshuvas Tuv Tam Vedas, which was written by the great Reb Shloimeh Kluger. So this is a Madura Kama It's tshuva kuf peites. So at the end of a tshuva, he's talking to the shayil, and he says, I want to tell you a chiddush that's negeya, this Indian that we're discussing, that I wrote in one of my svarim ala Torah. You know, Rav Shlomo Kluger wrote many, many svarim. We have a whole read bite on how many svarim Rav Shlomo Kluger wrote. Roughly 200 svarim. The Welt says Kaminyan Shloimeh, but whatever it is, many, 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 many svarim. And Toich Dvarath, he says, that we know the Pasuk says in the beginning of Parashas Emor, that although a Kohen is allowed to be Metamet Iskroivim, Loh Yitamet, Rabbi Kiva says in Daf Gimel Amad Aleph, it's a mitzvah, but at the same time, a Kohen Gadol not. The Pasuk says regarding the Kohen Gadol, U'mina Mikdash Lo Yetze, V'lo Yichal Leis Mikdash Alekov, Ki Neisen Hashem En Mishchas Alekov Olav, Ani Hashem. So the Kohen Gadol, U'mina Mikdash Lo Yetze, can't even leave the Beis HaMikdash. He's not allowed to be Metam. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, U'ke'es Avar Yosef Ezez Hashem Yizbarach. Kedai to hear his lashon. Dihine kol adam tzarich lekabel besimcha hayisurim. Every person has to be mekabel any yisurim that come his way besimcha. V'loy lahare achem yidoysev yisbarach, and not chalila to be mahare achem yidoysev shal kadosh baruch hu. Umiyu stam adam eini yachal lame b'zeh. It's very difficult for an ordinary person, for a poshut here, to be oimid on this. Ach hakoyin gadol shu mufcha shebe yisrael. But the koyin gadol that's mufcha shebe yisrael, who ra'oi v'chiyav lo sheyasekein. For him, it's not just a madrega. He's mechuyev to. Vim lo yasekein. Because if the Kohen Gadol, the leader of the Jewish people, is not going to be able to handle adversity, having mechal Hashem shemaim chas v'shalom, it's going to come out of chil Hashem. They're going to say, what? The Gadol Adar doesn't have a tochen? It's going to come out of chil Hashem. V'hine. Hakol goyer ma'yetzahara. The emes is, if not for the yetzahara, if not for the baldover, every person will be able to be mechabal everything ba'ahava. Because it's pashet. Narvas is da yetzahara. It's a sedra of Shlomo Kluger. The Torah preempted this. Because, b'mokim ha-mikdash, ein ha-yetzahara shoylet. Because in the base ha-mikdash, there's no yetzahara. T'lo yugur ha-raksiv. U'kmo yishne amru b'medrash parashas v'yetze breishas rabba ayin ches. Da'afilu b'beis ha-knesses ein ha-yetzahara shoylet. Mikolshkin b'beis ha-mikdash. V'lochein nesaloi lotzes min ha-mikdash. That's why the Torah said the Kohen Gadol shouldn't leave the base ha-mikdash. Why? Kishachas v'sholem yer lo yedav ha-ra. If he loses one of his loved ones. Ki b'mikdash, in the base ha-mikdash, yuchal lam ibn Asayin. Over there, he'll be able to be amib ibn Asayin. Shloi laharachim yidois av yizbarach. Why? Because in the makam ha-mikdash, there's no yetzahara shoylet. Avul chutz la-mikdash, but what happens if he leaves the Beis HaMikdash, chas v'sholem yifateno ha-yetzahara yoyse. There you have to be worried about the yetzahara. V'zeh shomer ha-pkosov. U'min ha-mikdash lo yetze v'lo yichalom. Don't leave the Beis HaMikdash. You know why? Because if you can leave the Beis HaMikdash, who knows that the Yetzirah is not going to get the better of you, and then you're going to start being Maharachim Yidoy Sev Shekolosh Baruch Hu, and you know what's going to happen? V'leichaleis Mikdash Alekav. It's going to come Echil HaShem. Because you Shemet Alekavu. You have to realize you're walking out with a crown. You have the Shemet Alekav Al Roishcha. V'roi Loi Lahamin Ki Ani HaShem Amoyer Al Toiva V'rachemim U'mechuyiv Loi Mer Ki HaKol Toiva Chutz LaMikdash U'loi Loi Yasekeh. Therefore, you can't leave the Beis HaMikdash. So Yaakov Chaim Sofer brings this beautiful marumakim, this mitziah that he saw in a tshuva from Reb Shlomo Kluger, Tumf Dam Vadas. But he asks the question that I think everybody was thinking, at the very least subconsciously, since we started mentioning this raid by clearly 7.5 years ago. And that is that, how could you say there's no Yetzahara in the Beis HaMikdash? Menashe put a tselem in the Beis HaMikdash. Yet all the tzedukim during Bayis Sheni that were doing terrible things in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a real life story, Yumad Afyu Test, where the Gemara says that one of the Tzedukim was mocked at the Ketores, and then he got kicked by a Malach. You have the story where they're running up the ramp, and one person shechts the other person, and with an incredible Bekias, he brings so many Chazal, some of them are famous, others not nearly as famous, and he blibes Tzorich here. He says that it's a beautiful Hergish, Rav Shlomo Kluger, we always say it over from the Michas HaLuzer, but at the end of the day, it's Tzorich Talmud, because you do find that there were averus that took place in the Beis HaMikdash, Ula Yesh Liyashe, but we're going to save that already for another day. Zok Gemara Vayter. So the Mishnah said, Heineth the Hegish, Komatz V'chulo HaYamash Gevachach Makribes Minchasim. So if you look carefully at the Mishnah, and really the second half of the Mishnah is discussing the order of the Hashka versus the Mincha. So there was Hashka, obviously that's the punchline of this whole Inyan, and then there was a Karbon Mincha that was being brewed as well. So the Mishnah said, Hainif, they did Tenufa, the Hegish, they did Hagasha, Kamatz, they did Kemitza, the Hikta, they did the Haktar. Okay. Hoya Mashka, then she drank the Achakach Makriv, and then they brought the Mincha. Reb Shimon Omer first, they brought the Mincha, and then afterwards they drank. So the Gemara asks Akasha, that how could the Mishnah say Hoya Mashka, the Achakach Makriv? If you're reading the Mishnah in real time, Ha'akriva, didn't they already bring the Mincha? Right, we just said, Heine Vehegish, Kamatz Vehikta Vashan Nechel Kayanim, and then Hoya Mashka. So we're going tzirik tzirik. How does this all work? So the Gemara says, "Hachi gomer pashat the teretz. Snei the menachas ketsad hein of the hegish komatz vehekter. Vashar nechel koyanu ubashka gufa." As it relates to the hashka, plei Reb Shimon v'Rabban. It was machlokes Reb Shimon v'Rabban. Rabban at sari mashka v'achakach makrives minchasa. First it was hashka, and afterwards they brought the carbon mincha. Reb Shimon saw Reb Shimon holds makrives minchasa v'achach mashka. First they would bring the carbon mincha, and afterwards they would mashka shenemar v'achayashka. Meaning, Enochanami, the last part of the Mishnah is not going to say there. It's not going in order chronologically to the first part. The first part of the Mishnah just discussed the say the Menachas. Okay, now you want to know where Hashgah plays itself out relative to the Karim. It's a machloikis, according to the Chachamim, Mashka v'achakach makriv, whereas according to Reb Shimon, it was done in the reverse order. Either way, the Mishnah said, v'nhishka v'achakach hikriv es minchaso ksheir, that if you did it in the reverse, it's going to be kosher. Okay, so the Gemara from here now, really, until where we're going to stop, is going to discuss this machloikis between the Tanakama, Shita Sachachomim, and Reb Shimon regarding the Seder of the Hashkah and the Akrovas HaMincha. Was it Mashka V'achakach Makriv, or was it Makriv V'achakach Mashka? And just to appreciate where the Tanam are coming from, why is it not obvious? Just open up the Chumash and see what happened. If you open up a Chumash, you'll see exactly what happened. Machloikis, because it's very, very unclear in the psukim themselves. So I think it's just kedai to read some of the psukim. They may be on the side of the Gemara, but just a few psukim just to get a feel. V'kosav es ha'oloi so'ele ha'koyim ba'sefer u'macha el mei hamar. So, v'hishka es ha'isha es mei hamarim ha'ma'arim u'vo ba'hamayim ha'ma'arim l'mar. V'lokach ha'koyim yad ha'isha es minchas ha'knois v'hinev es ha'mincha l'fnei Hashem v'hikri v'isa alam ezbech. Right, so if you're following, v'hishka es ha'isha es mei hamarim, she drank. Next pasuk, v'lokach ha'koy miyado isha es mincha saknois, v'heinav es ha'mincha l'fnei Hashem v'hikrivois al mizbeach. Afterwards, they brought the carbon mincha. So it sounds pretty straightforward. First hashka, v'hishka, then afterwards they brought the carbon mincha. But the pasuk continues, v'komatz ha'koy min ha'mincha es askeros, v'hikter ha'mizbeach, v'achar yashka es ha'isha es ha'mayim. Then afterwards she drank, rabbeinu shloim. You just said v'hishka, then the mincha, and then afterwards she drank. And then, simdritin mu, v'hishka es ha'mayim v'hoysam nitma v'atimo mal b'isho vo ha'mayim ha'marim, it says for a third time v'hishka. So really, it's from the fact that you have one pasuk that seems to say first the hashka and then afterwards the mincha, then you have another pasuk that seems to say first the mincha and then the hashka, that we have this confusion over here, and this machloikis tanam. So the Gemara is going to begin with first a b'raisa that's going to discuss this halach, it's going to mention also the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, and then the Gemara is going to clarify what's the beer in these two sheets. Zok the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanam. V'hishka, it says v'hishka. Now we just read the psukim. It says v'hishka twice. It says v'hishka, and then it says v'achar yashke, and then it says v'hishka tzim tzveitamol. So if you look at Rashi, the first Rashi on the Yomid, it's a long Rashi, and Rashi is trying to work out digir sois, and Rashi says that the Gemara's question is that why does it say the first v'hishka? And the basis to explain the braisa like this is that, we'll see, the first Tana mentioned this Bryce is Rabbi Akiva. And Rashi says it's going to be Mavur, in the course of the Sugya, really more in tomorrow's daf, that Rabbi Akiva holds, like Rabbi Shimon does in the Mishnah, that first they brought the Karban Mincha, and afterwards they were Mashka. Which means that the second two Vehishkas make sense, because they're coming after the Mincha. But the first Vehishka is definitely out of order. So the question is, Vehishka Matamud Loimar, why the first Vehishka? If you would learn the Gemara without Rashi, you'd be very tempted to think just the opposite. Vehishka Matamud Loimar already said Vehishka. No, Rashi says, don't make that mistake. The question is the first Vehishka. What do you mean? You're asking Akasha, why says first Vehishka? It already said it the second time? It should be in the reverse. Teres says the second Vehishka is the real Vehishka, because that's in the proper chronological order. Hence, the question is, why the first Vehishka? Either way, says the Braisa, Vehishka matama loymar, v'aloi kfar nema Vehishka. Why did it say the first Vehishka? It already said the second Vehishka, and that's the one. It's coming to teach me a halacha shem nimcha ka Megillah, in the event that they were moichik to Megillah, with all the shemus. V'imeres endi shoysa, and she says, I don't want to drink. Ma'ar noisa, we would force her, umashka noisa, balkarcha, divi Rabbi Akiva. So in the event that they already did the Mechik Hashem, and now she says, Enei Shoysa, we force her to drink. That's going to be more the topic of the beginning of tomorrow's daf. Reb Shimon, who also holds like Rabbi Akiva, right? We just said Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Shimon, which means Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva. He's the Iker Shita, he's the Shita in the Mishnah. He holds Machkri V'Achakach Mashka. So he learned the Psukim a little differently. Rashi speaks out, Mefurish, Loi Poligat Rabbi Akiva, Elo Mar Darish Haikra, Umar Darish Haikra. That's the second Rashi on the Yom. So there's no Machloikis here between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon. Bryson is just bringing the way Rav Shimon formulated these psukim. It says, "V'achar yashke." Ma Talmud Omer. Why did it say "V'achar yashke"? V'aloi kvar nemar v'hishko. It already said v'hishko, meaning it says that second v'hishko, which means makra v'achar kach mashke. So why do you need the third pasuk of "V'achar yashke"? Elo, what "V'achar yashke" is coming to teach me is "La'achar kol meisin kulon." It's coming to teach me that it's after everything. Hamur l'mayo, that was already mentioned. What are those things? Magid, gimel, dvar, ma'akvim. There's three things that are ma'akiv, the drinking. Number one, atchloi karva kaim. You have to bring the karva mincha. That was mentioned previously. The atchloi nimcha ka megillah. And you have to make sure that the megillah was nimchak. The atchloi te kabbalah l'shvu. And you have to make sure she was mekabel l'shvu. So the Gemara dissects these three things. Atchloi karva kaim is the fact that Rav Shimon says in the Braisa that you have to make sure that tashka comes after the mincha. That's Rav Shimon l'shitasi in the Mishnah. Ma'akrivas mincha savakach mashka. That's Rav Shimon l'shita in the Mishnah. So that's clear. First the mincha and then the hashka. Atchloi nimcha megillah. The second thing Rav Shimon said was is you have to make sure that you drink after you did the mechika. Elamai mashkala. Obviously, Freik the Gemara, you have to do it after the mechika. What is she drinking? She's not drinking water. The whole yisoid is you take the water, you do mechika sashem, and you drink that water. That is the cheft of the water. So obviously, you have to do the mechika. Rav Ashi said, "Nitzrcha l'sherishumay nicker." Now, what Rav Shimon is coming lafuk is, let's say you did the mechika, but you might like it a little bit, but it's rishumay nicker. There's a roshim left of what you were supposed to be meichik. Kamashpon, that's not good. After the mechika means you have to be meichik to the point that it's in rishumay neker. And finally, actually, the kabbalah leshvua. The third thing that Rav Shimon said is you have to make sure that she drinks after she was mekabel leshvua. Says the Gemara, Mishnah hu d'lo shasya. It sounds like you only can't drink her micht of kasvila, but it sounds like that if you wanted to write the parasha of Soita before she was mekabel leshvua, that for sure you can do, right? Because the drinking for sure comes after the writing of the parasha, because she's drinking the mechika of that parasha. So it sounds like if you wanted to write the parasha of the Soita before you could, didn't Rava say that you can't even write the parasha before the Kabbalah Sa'olah? So certainly you can't drink the mayim that was used to be meichik the parasha before the Kabbalah Sa'olah. Why Rav Shimon have to say? The Marsha says he didn't have to say Kadinas. Once he mentioned two things, so he mentioned the third thing as well. Either way, so we have a Mishnah and a Braisa both discussing the same inyan, and that is the Seder HaDvarim between the drinking of the Meisaita and between the bringing of the Karban Mincha. In the Mishnah was a Machloikis Tanam, the Chachamim hold Mashke V'Achakach Makriv, Rav Shimon holds Makriv V'Achakach Mashke. In the Braisa we mentioned Rabbi Akiva and Rav Shimon, more about Rabbi Akiva tomorrow, but we mentioned Rabbi Akiva and Rav Shimon, they both hold Makriv V'Achakach Mashke. And we mentioned that the reason there's a machloikis is because if you look at the psukim, there's clearly confusion. The Torah mentions the hashka once before the mincha, then twice after the mincha. And really, based on that, you could hear a shnita that would be mashka v'achach makriv. You could hear a shnita would be makriv v'achachach mashka. Zok the Gemara b'maikam mifli. What exactly is the machloikis of the Gemara? Klasa kroiksi, like we spoke at. There's three psukim. There's three times the Torah mentions the word hashka. V'hishka kama, the ershta v'hishka, v'acha yashka, that's number two, v'hishka basra, and then the second time it says v'hishka, rabbanon, sabi the rabbanon hol, v'hishka kama the gufa. The ikur v'hishka is the first one, and that's teaching me in the seidat form, shemashka v'acha kach makir v'es minchasa. When it says v'acha yishka, what's that coming to teach me? Mi boi leila shirei shumei nikar. It's coming to teach me that you could only, you have to make sure that it was rishumei nikar, you have to make sure that you knocked it, that there was a complete mechika in order for you to be able to go weiter. The hishka basra, as it relates to the vehishka basra, what's that coming to teach me? Shem nimcha ka megillah. In the event you did the mechika sa megillah by Maris, and she says, "Eni shoysa, I don't want to drink. Ma'arin noiso, mashka is about karcha," we'd force her to drink. Rav Shimon Sabar, is Rav Shimon hold? Rav Shimon is the one that holds makri v'achar kach mashka. It's also Rabbi Akiva, but it's Rav Shimon in the Mishnah. So we're mentioning it as the sheet of Rav Shimon. He holds that when it says v'achar mashka legufay, that's coming to teach me the ikar halacha, the seidat varim, shemakri ves minchasa v'achar kach mashka, the hishka kama, what's the first hishka coming to teach me? So this is gishmak. Shem hishka v'achar kach hikar ves minchasa k'sheiru, that b'dievet, if you did in the reverse order, it's kosher. That's Rav Shimon said in the Mishnah. Rav Shimon said, even though first you bring the mincha and then you drink, but if you did in the reverse order, it would be okay. The hishka basra, what's the third hishka coming to teach me? Shem nichol gamagil. If you did the mechiko, the amrin, she said, "Ain't you I don't want to drink. Ma'ar noisa, mashka noisa, bal karcha. You're going to force her to drink." Rabbanon, why would the Rabbanon not learn like Rav Shimon? In other words, so what comes at is that you have two distinct ways to darshan the three vehishkas. What's really the core of the machloikis? The core of the machloikis is what's the ikur vehishka, right? All the vehishkas are going to be attributed to teach me some halacha. The question is, what's the ikur vehishka? According to the Chachamim, the Tanakam in our Mishnah, the ikur vehishka is the first vehishka. According to Rav Shimon, also Shitas Rabbi Akiva. The Ikra Vehishka is the second Vehishka, the Acha Yashka. So the question is that why would you pick one over the other? Now, if you were going to ask this Kasha, who would you ask the Kasha on? You probably think ask the Kasha more Rav Shimon. You think the first one is Deka, but the Gemara doesn't. The Gemara asks the Kasha on the Rabbanon. According to you, Rabbanon, why would you learn the way you learn that the first Vehishka is the Iker? Maybe learn like Rav Shimon. Maybe it's the Va'achar Yashka. But why are you learning the way you learn? And the Gemara answers, because B'di'evad loy pasachra. Because the way Rav Shimon learned the three psukim, the first Vehishka that was mentioned before the Mincha is coming to teach me that B'di'evad, you could do the Hashka before the Mincha. So that's an important halacha. But to tell me that the Torah is starting and introducing the mitzvah in the B'di'evad, the Ga'ifin, B'di'evad le pasachra. So therefore they held the Ikra Vehishka is the first Vehishka. And we'll stop here. Next Hashem, we'll pick up the last part of the sugya in tomorrow's daf. And as we said, start getting into digressions and some real shas sugyas. But just to end with one read bite. That is, so we're discussing now the Karban Mincha that the Soita brought. Specifically, Machloitis Tanoim, a Mishnah, the Seder Hadvarim of the Karban Mincha relative to the drinking of the Mei Soita. If you look in the Psukim, it's very, very confusing. On the one hand, the Torah says, Vehishka Asamayim, and then afterwards the Torah talks about bringing the Karban Mincha. But then right after the Torah talks about bringing the Karban Mincha, it says, Da'acha Yashka Asamayim. So, first the Hashka, then the Mincha, first the Mincha, then the Hashka, in the final analysis, it was a machloikis tanoim. Now, everybody agrees that the only time the mayim was able to have a hashpa on this soita in the event that she was either innocent or guilty was if the karban mincha was brought. Zaysay meres. Even though there is a shita that holds mashka va'achakach makriv, but that's poshit, that until the Karban Mincha was brought, drinking the Meisoita in and of itself did nothing. You needed the Karban Mincha in order for this to work. Right? That's klar. That's aleph bez. There's no machloikis whether or not you needed the Mashka and you needed the Mincha in order for this to play itself out. The shayla is just in the Seidat form. Meaning, if you hold makra v'achakach mashka, so you bring the Karban Mincha, then she drinks, there's nothing else to do, so at this point, you're holding by the v'acha yishta nozayaya now. It's all over. We finished the parasha. Okay, so in the event that she's guilty, v'tzof says bitten, etc., etc. If you hold mashka v'achakach makra, so after she drinks, the situation is suspended, which we know that this could happen. Chus toilolo, we saw already. So there's an idea that just because she drinks doesn't mean it's going to happen right this second. So everything is on hold. You're going to bring the Karban Mincha, and only after the Karban Mincha is brought will this whole inyan play itself out. How do we know this? It's beforehand in the Torah. The Torah says that the whole inyan of the Karban Mincha was, it was maskeres avayin, or in the Lashon of Chazal, it was mevareres avayin. The Karban Mincha played an integral role in us knowing whether or not this woman was innocent or this woman was guilty. So with that poshita introduction, there's a veltz kasha that Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote a whole sefer about. So Rabbi Yosef Engel, like Rabbi Shlomo Kluger, who was mentioned earlier in the daf, wrote many, 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 many svarim. And one of the svarim that he wrote is called Gvura Shmoinim. And the sefer Gvura Shmoinim is 80 terutzim to a kasha that he says he heard. He says, Shamati Makshim, I heard a Veltz kasha, and Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote 80 terutzim to this kasha. So what's the kasha that Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote a whole sefer about? It's a real kachim kasha. There's a man da'amar in Mesechtes Zvachim. It's Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Yossi, who holds that Bailim Mefakim. We know that if a Kohen does the Avoida, and he has a Machsheves Pigel at the time that he does the Avoida, Chutzal Zmanu, Chutzal Kohen Bo, Yisrin Daloch is, it's going to pass all the carbon. Poshit, who's the one that would have to have the Machsheves Pigel? It's the Kohen. The Kohen that's doing the Avoida, he's the one that would have to have the Machshavas Pigel. Stating that, Omri Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Yossi, Zvachim Em Zayin Em Aralub, Shamati Shehabayla Mefagna. Ichab Gehert HaShmua Shehabayla Mefagna. So Rabbi Yosef Engel said, Ichab Gehert HaKasha Om Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Yossi, Shamati Shehabayla Mefagna. That is, you have a woman, she's in the Beis HaMikdash, there was Kinu and Stira, she knows she's guilty. But she doesn't want to admit it. She wants to stay married, she doesn't want to get divorced, she doesn't want to lose her ksuba. So she's actioning zechayis. Okay. We have it all figured out. She's going to drink from the Meisaita. And when she's going to drink from the Meisaita, if she's guilty, then Vitzov says Bitna. And we're trying to dissuade her as much as possible. Ma'imin Aleh, Yehuda, Ruvain. She's going to drink. Okay, she's going to lose out, right? L'chayru, she has an Eitzah. You know what the Eitzah is? The only way the Mayim is going to be Bayidik is if you bring the Karban Mincha. The Mincha is Mivarer Es Avoyin. It's Masker Es Avoyin. While the Koyein is doing the Avoidah, she'll have a Machshavas Pigol. She'll have in mind Chutz L'Zmanei Chutz L'Mkayimai. Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Yosef said, Shamati Sha'abaylam Mafaglam. That the Baylam can be Mafagol. So she's going to have a Machshavas Pigol. So then it's going to come out that the Karban's going to be Pasol. The Karban will be Pasol. No one's going to know it's possible, by the way. The only one that's going to know is her. And she will know that the carbon's possible. If it's possible, they didn't bring a mincha. If they didn't bring a mincha, it's possible that it doesn't have the ability to be masker esavim, mevarer esavim. Right, if a non-koyin would do the avoida, would it be mevarer esavim? Of course not. You have to bring a bekashvas. So she'll have a machshavas pickle. Like this, it won't be mevarer esavim. She'll go home scot-free. It's such a posh deitza. So Yosef Engel said, Shamati machshav. I heard this. Kushin the floor that according to Lozab Rabbi Yossi who holds Bailam Afaglin, there's an eitzah for every soita that's tamei. Later be Mechashev, Machsheves Pigel at the time that the Kohen is doing the Avoida, it's going to knock out the Mincha. If there's no Mincha, even if she drinks from the Mayim Amarim, it's not going to be Payal on her, and if that's the case, like this, she'll be able to get out of it. Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote 80 terutz, and there's a whole sefer called Gvurish Shemayim to answer this kasha. So I just want to mention a few of the terutz. I'm going to go through this very quickly. Now, a lot of these terutzim, I didn't go through all of them, but if you go through these terutzim, this is classic Rabbi Yosef Engel, meaning there's tremendous chidushim, there's pilpul, there's charifus, there's diyukim. It's vintage. But just to get a tam and a little bit of a flavor, and again, I'm being mocked in these chidushim, but just to get a little bit of an idea of us tutzichta on the sefer, we'll start with the first teretz. The erste teretz that Rabbi Yosef Engel says is that the emes is this whole idea of baila mefaglim is a very big chidush. Why is it a chidush? Because the halach is ein adam oyster davish in a shalai. I can't make something that's not mine asr. Ein adam makdish davish ein shaloi. You can't sell something that's not yours. You can't do anything, really, to something that you don't own. If that's the case, baila mefaglim, l'chayra, who owns the carbon once somebody is makdish it? Hekdish owns it. Amirasa l'gvaya is kemisirasa l'hedyet. If that's the case, how's it shayach that the baila mamefaglim? Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, I want to say a chiddush. That when Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Yosef said, Shamati Shabaylam Afaglim, he was talking dafka about Kachem Kalim, because he held like Rabbi Yosef Aglili that holds that Kachem Kalim is Mam and Bailam. And being that it's Mam and Bailam, so you are a Bailam in it, and if you're a Bailam in Mela, you have the ability to be Mafaglim. Now you can ask me, but as it relates to Kachem Kadoshim, which nobody holds as Mam and Bailam, you don't even have a sheet as Rabbi Yosef Aglili, so over there the Bailam wouldn't be able to be Mafaglim. The carbon Mincha is the Kachi Kadashim. Every Mincha is Kodesh Kadashim. And if that's the case, then there's no Bailam Mefaglim when it comes to the Karban Mincha. Now he says, now you're going to ask me that if the Bailam can't be Mefaglim by Kachi Kadashim because of the fact that it's not Mum and Bailam and Eno the Moisim Dov Hashem Nishloi, so why could the Koyin Yah be Mefaglim? What's the difference between the Bailam and the Koyin? The Koyin shouldn't be either be able to do it. Said Rabbi Yosef Engel, there's a Ran in the Dorim on the Daflam Mitvav Amar Aleph, where the Ran says, quote, the Adam Ois Nedavish in a Shaloi al Yedei Maisa. There's a Chiddush from the Ran that even though Ein Adam Ois Nedavish in a Shaloi, but al Yedei Maisa, Adam Ois Nedavish in a Shaloi. So he says it's Kemin Chaymer, like a gold button, like Rashi said earlier in the Masechta, that as it relates to the Koyin, who's doing a Maisa, he's doing the Avoida, so over there, Adam Ois Nedavish in a Shaloi. So he could be Mefagel even by Kodesh Kadoshim. As opposed to, as it relates to the Bailim, Eino the Moisin Dovish Eino Shaloi, and the Bailam is not doing a Maisa. So by Kachim Kalim, where the Shittas Rabbi Yosef Aglili that holds a Kachim Kalim is Mam and Bailam. So over there, Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Yosef holds Shamati Shabailam Afaglam. But as it relates to the Karban Mincha, there it's not going to work. Now just to speak out one knach that needs a little bit of beer, and that is when Rabbi Yosef Engel said that a person that's bringing a Karban Mincha, for example, because it's Kachim Kedoshim is not considered the Bailam, he doesn't mean that you're not really the Bailam. Because we know that one of the machshavas that pass on the carbon is shaloi lishma, and shaloi lishma means either shinu kaidish or shinu baila. Shinu baila means that the kohen, instead of having a mind this right bailam, had a mind a different bailam. Where Rabbi Yosef Engel means is avada do bala carbon is the bala carbon is the bailam of the carbon kishmoy kachi. But it's not a mominous thing of bailas. It's more of a bailas that the toitzah and the effect, the kapara, the ritzu, whatever's supposed to come from this carbon is going to belong to me. But in order for me to aser it, I wouldn't have to have a mamon bayis. I would have a mamonist of bayis. And for that already, I don't have by kachik kadashim. Nobody holds you have it by kachik kadashim. And as a result, you're going to be stuck based on the halacha of ein adam ma'is nedava shein shalach. That's his first teretz. Second teretz, teretz hey, the fifth teretz. There's a gemara masechta zvachim daf chavtes amar aleph for the loyim de kachim, where the Gemara says that the only time a person can have a machsheves pigel is if it's, quote, this is the Lashon HaGemara. It has to be a makom that's meshulish bedam, bebasar, ubeemurim. And there's a long Tosfos in Zvachim Daf Chavtes Amud Aleph, where Tosfos brings a machlokes rishonim, how to understand Pashut Pshat in this Gemara. Pigel requires a makom meshulish bedam, bebasar, beemurim. Pashut Pshat, it means is that the machshave of chutzum koimai had to be that you're going to do whatever you're going to do in a makom that is a place where you can eat basar, where you can be makter, and also a place where you can do zrika. But Tosfos brings a yesh mefarshin, where Tosfos says that what it means is that the machshava itself has to take place. The yesh mefarshin, the makom meshulish haynu, the beinon sheyamoid hamechashev b'makom meshulish. Prat lo oimed chutz ba'azara, as opposed to someone that was oimed chutz ba'azara, v'shoichet besakin arucha, which it's a mefurish gemara, zvachim is a kosher shechita, but at the same time, if a person would be standing chutz la'azara, he's not in a makim that's mishulish b'damim, and he would have a machsheves pigel, b'chaygavna wouldn't be a machsheves pigel, because the makim that the person that's being machashev is standing has to be a makim ha'mishulish. Zakr b'yaisin fengel, in his fifth teretz, that according to this, it's bashit. We're going to make sure that the woman is not going to be in the azara. If she's not going to be in the azara, just like the koyin has to be in the azara in order for it to be machsheves pigel, because there's a tanai in machsheves pigel, has to be a makim mishulish b'damim b'basav emurim. So it's you talking, the bailim have the same tanai. So what we're going to do is, we're going to take her out of the makim azara. She won't be standing there. She won't be standing there. So like this, you don't have to worry about this whole issue. Teretz Tesvav, the 15th teretz, just to get a little sampling here, the 15th teretz that Rabbi Yosef Engel said to this kasha is a murder teretz. He says, the maksha in this kasha was making a hanocha. The hanocha is that the woman is the one that's bringing the carbon. Is it so passionate that she's the one that's bringing the carbon? So if you look at the pasuk says, "Vehevi ho ish es ishtay el akoyin, vehevi es karbona aleha." The husband, vehevi ho ish. That's obviously the husband. Vehevi es karbona aleha. He should bring her carbon on her behalf. Asirus eifa ke machsoirin lo itzukal Hashem elitin alavayin ki minchas kenoi sum miskeres minchas ikari maskeres on. So it sounds very much from the pasuk that who's really the one that's bringing the carbon? It sounds like he's the one that's bringing the carbon. The emes is, if you look in the Ramban, in his Pirush al HaTorah, the Ramban says like this, Ulefi daiti, tam ki minchas kenois hu yachzer al reish ha-pasuk. Right, the pasuk says, you bring the carbon, ki minchas kenois hu, minchas zikari maskeres av. It says the Ramban, in the Pshutei Shal Mikra, minchas kenois hu is a Pirush on the beginning of the pasuk. Yoimar, what did the beginning of the pasuk say? She yovi ho-ish es ha-carbon al-ishtai. Kloimar bim koimo. That he should be the one that brings the carbon. Why? So the pasuk is giving the time of the carbon. Why is he bringing the carbon? She should be the one bringing the carbon. Ki minchas kenoisi, because the whole heftz of the carbon is lahaskar avoyna. It's to clarify, to find out whether or not she did the savera, and to be masker in the makom hamikdash. The einenu roish tevienu he mishala. Aval hu yakriv mincha l'sham sheyikanes kenosa v'inkenes nikmasa mimenu. This is his Indian. He's taking revenge. He's exposing his wife. That's what's going on over here. And it's for that reason he's the one that brings the carbon. But the bottom, if you look at the Ramban, you look at the Chizkuni, he says it in a different nosach. It sounds like the heavy as carbon, like he's the one that brings the carbon. So Zokrib Yosef Engel, if he's the one that brings, by the way, in today's daf, we saw who did the tenufa. She's the one that did the tenufa. So it's not so pashut. But I'll call upon him, this makim, to say that really he's the bailam of the carbon. And if he's the bailam of the carbon, then Shamati Shabailam of Faglam, who's the one that would have the machshav espigel, she anyways would not be the one that be allowed to have the Shabbos Pigel, and if that's the case, that's Teretz Tezvav. That's the 15th Teretz. It's going to be Miyosha. Teretz Yud Ches, the 18th Teretz. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, makes a tremendous diak in a Rashi in Masech Tezvachim. Yosef Engel says like this, I want to say a Chiddush. I want to say that the only time Rabbi Yosef holds Bailam Afaglin, that's if the Koyin, when he was doing the Avodah, he had no Machshava. So the Koyin was Stam. He had no Machshava. But let's say the Kohen was doing the Avodah, and he had a machshava that I am going to theorize this carbon kehilchasa. Mamish, b'chol pirotel v'diktukah. Then, even if the Bailam would have a machshava's pigle, it wouldn't work.
Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, Adadik. If you look at Rashi in Zvachim Emzayin Amad Aleph, Shamati Shabayla Mefaglim, Rashi says, Shamati Shabayla Mefaglim Bavoidas HaKoyim. Im Kibel HaKoyim B'shtiko. If the Koyim did the Kabbalah B'shtiko, V'chishvay HaBayla Moleh Al Pigol, Havi Pigol. So Rashi says that the Koyim had no machshava, and then the Bailin had a machshava, this pigle, it's going to be a pigle. Shmink Rabbi Yosef Engel, why did Rashi need that line? Im Kibel HaKoyim B'shtiko. What's unnecessary? You'll tell me what he means. That's the whole point. The point is that the Kohen didn't have the Machshava, she had the Machshava, or he had the Machshava. Obviously, that's what's going on over here. If he had a Machshava Spigel, then it's of course a Machshava Spigel. Why did Rashi have to speak out? It's a festa ha'ara. In Kibel HaKoyim B'shtiko. It's the Poshet. So Rabbi Yosef Engel, Vaisleis Rashi saying a Chiddush. You know Rashi is coming to say? That the only time Bailam HaMefaglim is if it was Taka B'shtiko. But the minute that the Koyen would have a machshava, not a machshava's pigle, fakert, a machshava that's fakert from pigle. So b'chai gavna already, then there'd be no mokum anymore for Bailam Mefaglim. And says Rabbi Yosef Engel, if he's there, that's the 18th teretz. That's this gevaldik chiddush. He wants to say that Bailam Mefaglim is only if you have no machshava. So we're going to make sure by the mincha site that the Koyen's going to have a real proper machshava. If the Koyen's going to have a proper machshava, like this, you're not going to have an issue. Teretz chav aleph. Two more. Teretz chav aleph. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, that we know Tosfos in different places in Zvachim and Rashi and there's a Mishlam Melech with Rambam. There's a lot of raid on this. The Rishonim discuss what is Machshava's Pigel. Pashtun means a Machshava, right? We had a Machshava, Chutz L'Zmani, Chutz L'Mkoymer. Tosfos has a Sofik in a bunch of places that it could be Machshava's Pigel, Machshava's not enough. But you'd actually need a Dibur. You'd have to say the Machshava. And if you don't say the Machshava, it's not going to be okay. So Yosef Engel said that if you hold that Machshava's Pigel has to be a Dibur, then it's very Pashtun. We're going to have Shomrim. And the Shomrim are going to be watching this Froy. And we're going to make sure that she doesn't say something. Now, let's say she says something anyways. Let's say she says it. Then she's an Eini Shoysa. Yoytsev, Beloy Ksuba. So that's easy. Then she's anyways going to lose out. But the whole point is she could have a Machshava, right? Only the Eibishter knows the Machshavas of a person. But the Teretz is, if you need to speak the Machshava, so then it's very easy. You're going to watch her every move, and we'll see what she's going to do. One more. Teretz Lamed Zayin. Teretz number 37. We know that if somebody says one thing, and has a mind fakert, it's Dvarim Shabalev. And Dvarim Shabalev ain't a Dvarim. So said Rabbi Yosef Engel, have a posh Eitzah. The Eitzah is we're going to tell the woman, you have to say the following. Read after me, right? Say these words. I hereby have a machshava that everything she'd be done, b'toich smane, b'toich b'kayme, whatever exactly the machshava is going to be. Now, what are you worried about? Maybe she was thinking fakert. Who cares if she was thinking fakert? Even if she was thinking fakert, it's going to be Dvarim Shabalev. And Dvarim Shabalev is Eitzah. But Al-Koponim, we just mentioned five of the 80 terutzim. The Rabbi Yosef Engel with his great charifus and his great kaych ha-pilpul and kaych ha-chiddush said in his sefer Gvura Shmoyim. But I just want to mention one postscript, and that is, there's a sefer called Ovoy Vam on Masech Tzvachim, and he brings in Tzvachim Daf Mem Zayin that he found in one of Reb Chaim Kanievsky's svarim that they asked Reb Chaim this kasha. They asked Reb Chaim, Vozokstov, this kasha that Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote a whole sefer Gvura Shmoyim on. And Reb Chaim said, the Teretz is Pasha. That's a Pasha the Teretz. It's based on the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, but we're not holding enough in Kachem. But he said, Teretz is all Pasha. What's a Machshavas Pigel? Let's take it from the beginning. A Machshavas Pigel is you're doing a Shchita, Kabbalah, Hilachas Rika. And you have a mind to either eat the Basar, Chutz L'Zmanay or Chutz L'Mkaymay, be Makter the Emurim, Chutz L'Zmanay, Chutz L'Mkaymay, do the Zrika, Chutz L'Zmanay, Chutz L'Mkaymay, or do the Shvich HaShirayim. If it's a carbon mincha, so you had a mind to do either the haktaras hakoymitz, which is the equivalent of side zrika and side haktaras imurim of a regular carbon, or to eat the sharia mincha, chutzlis manoi chutzim kaimai. Right, that would be the taich of a machshavas pigel. Reb Chaim said, based on the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Lavin Vavam and Aleph, that's poshet, that the only time a person could have a machshavas pigel is if the kohen that was doing the avoida was being machashiv for something that he himself could control. So if this is something that you have control over, it's something that you're a balabos to do or not to do, so then you could have a machshavas pigel. So a kohen who's doing shchita, and he has a mind to do the zrika chutz l'zmanay, he could do the zrika, he's a kohen. Right, he has the credentials to do his Riko. He has in mind to do the Akhtar Simurim. He could do the Akhtar Simurim. So over there, there's going to be a Chutz L'Zman and Chutz L'Mkoyim. So said Reb Chaim Kanievsky, how exact, what is her Machshavas Pigel? What is she going to do? The Kohen's going to be doing the Kmitza on her Mincha Sayur, on her Mincha Sayta. She's going to have in mind that what? That I'm going to do the Akhtar Simurim, it's Chutz L'Zman and Chutz L'Mkoyim. She's an Isha. She can't do the Akhtar. Oh, she's going to have in mind that a Kohen's going to do it. How could I have a mind that someone else is going to do? That's the Lashon HaGemara in Zvachim Lamed Vav Amaral. Kol Kemine, you can't have a machshava that's going to say that someone else is going to do something wrong. It doesn't work. So there's no way for that machshava to be a machshava. Oh, I know what it's going to be. She's going to have machshava. She's going to eat the Shiari HaMincha. Shiari HaMincha is Kachi Kadashim. And Kachi Kadashim, if you say Ezo Mekayim, is Nachal Zichrei Kuhuna. Only men are allowed to eat it. So there's no chelik of this mincha that she has any control over. And as a result, you can't have a machshavas pigel. Either Gemara says shamati shabaylam afaglim. It's poshit. Shamati shabaylam afaglim is where the baylam had a machshava that he's going to eat. Let's say his kochim kalim, which is somebody has a lab to chutzas mani chutzam koymai, or he's a koyin chves. But the bottom line is, it's where he's bekoyach to be able to do it. But to the extent that you have no control, you have no shlita over what's going on over here. So b'chay gavne, it's poshit that this is b'chay gavne, it's poshit that this is not going to work. The emes is when we learned zvachim, we spoke this out. He said over, this you saw it, I found is a Rashash. The Rashash is a Masech, this Gittin, it's Tafnun Gimel Amid Beis. It's a Gemara, it's a Mishnah really, it's a one-line Mishnah, Perakhan HaZaken. The Mishnah is on Tafnun Dal Amid Beis. HaKoyhanim Shepiglu B'Mikdosh Mezidin Chayofim. A Koyin that has a Machshavas Pigel, he has a Machshavas Pigel B'Meise. So the Alokh is Chayiv. Chayiv has a Mazik, right? A Mefagel is a Mazik. Bavakamad Afayim Ad Aleph. Arba Ovis Nazikin, Rabbi Yishiya had the Yud Gimel Ovis Nazikin, Rabbi Chiyah had the Chavdalad Ovis Nazikin. The Gemara says, Minyana the Reish Lamut Emay, Minyana the Seif Lamut Emay, Rabbi Chiyah's 24 Mazikin Lamut Emay, Lamut Emay Sir Mephagel. Right, so a Mephagel is a Mazik. And there's a whole sugya. If a Koyin has a Machshavas Pigol, is he Chayiv as a Mazik or not? Hezek Nikr Shmei Hezek, or Hezek Nikr Loi Shmei Hezek? Right, because you don't see the Hezek. So that's a whole sugya. And it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Gittin, Daphne and Dalin on the base. Zokdi Rashash, a Ha'or in the floor. Hakoyhanim Shepiglu? Why did the Mishnah say Hakoyhanim Shepiglu? Only a coin could have a Machshavas Pigel? A Zor could also have a Machshavas Pigel. How so? Shchita Ksher Bazar. You can have a Machshavas Pigel with Shchita. So Shchita is Ksher Bazar, and being that Shchita is Ksher Bazar, so why is Hakoyhanim Shepiglu? Why did the Mishnah say the same halacha with a Zor? Anyone that was Mefagel, why Koyhanim? Would be Madgish Koyhanim, it's not be Koyhanim. Usually it's Koyhanim, it doesn't have to be Koyhanim. Or Yisrael could have a Machshavas Pigel. So Dr. Rashash Dover Nifla. He said, Mamish Rab Chaim's Gemara. That is Mavur, it's Vachim Lamed Vav Amar Aleph Kol Kamine. That the only time a Machshava is going to be considered a Machshava is to the extent that you're having a Machshava for something that you yourself are able to do. But to the extent that you can't do it, so then the Machshava is Stam nothing. It's a Chuk of a Tlula. It's not going to be considered a Machshava. What could a Zor do other than Shchita? So Zor could do Shchita. He's going to have a Machshava's Pigel. What would be the Machshava's Pigel? To do the Haktara Chutzazman, he can't do Haktara. To do the Zrika, he can't do the Zrika. Shvich Hashiram, he can't. The only thing he can do is he can eat. What could he eat? He can eat Kachim Kalim if he's the Bailim. We're discussing a Mazik. If you would have a Machshava that you're going to shter your own carbon, Bistachnish Kamazik. So the only way it would ever be Shaykh Pigel, it is Shaykh Pigel by Azar. But you're not going to be a mazik because it would have to be yours. And that's why the Mishnah in Gittin, which is handling Hilchis Chayvelu Mazik, it's the sugi of Hezek Nika, Hezek Enu. But I'll upon him this year, Sofer Abchai. So just to end, now we're really ending, but just to end, I'll tell you that I found Mamish a Mitzia, and I left the Sofer. But, oh, I didn't. So I just found that this Inyan, there's a Sofer called Mishmar Alevi. We quote from the Mishmar Alevi a lot. It's from Ramosha Martcha Schulzinger, one of the Cheshuvim in Bnei Brak, a Talmud of the Briskerov, and he was a Makurov with the Stipler, Kiyadua, for those that know. But the bottom line is he wrote many, many Sfarim, and unfortunately they're very, very hard to get. So I recently got a hold of the Mishmar Alevi Madura Kama. Madura Tinyana is available, Madura Kama you need Mizrahi for. But the bottom line is, this is Madura Tinyana, and I found it, and Madura Kama, I'm sorry, and it's Simin. This is in Simin Pei Beis, Be'inyan Habayla Mefaglim, the Rablaz Rabbi Yossi. I looked in the Mafteach, I said, maybe he brings Rabbi Yosef Engel's Kasha. He brings Rabbi Yosef Engel's Kasha. The whole simon is on Rabbi Yosef Engel's Kasha, and he brings a Dover Nifla. He found in one of the Stechemet Sfarim. So it seems that the Stechemet had brought this Kasha. Maybe this is the Shamati that Rabbi Yosef Engel is referring to, just to close the loop on the story. So he says like this, V'zel loshen ha-Stechemet, v'akoyin ha-Godol, yedidi ha-Goyin, Rav Shloima ha-Koyin, Meirut Tzedek b'Vilna, mechabe sefer ha-Yakur binyin Shloima kosavli, v'zel loshen. So Stechemet said, I received a letter from the great Cheshek Shloima, the Binyan Shloima, Rav Shloima HaKoyim Mivilna. Quote, Basi Leheir, this is Rav Shloima HaKoyim talking to the Stechemet. Basi Leheir b'masha kosav mar neiro yor b'sifroi Stechemet, b'chelek divrei chacham and simen memalav, b'shem ha-goyin Rav Chaim Berlin, shnehikshe kushya atzuma. The Rabbi Loz, the Rabbi Yosef, is vachem em zayin, the Bailam Gankin, yuchayin lefagel, im kein heichi meshkachas lo diyiv de kuah ha-mayim, do yuchayin lefagel ha-mincho, v'shuv lo yiv de kuah ha-mayim. Ubishloima lahat toisves the beinon dibur. Listen to the way he handled the question. You need dibur yeshloimer the meshamre moisa shalait the fagel. Avladas Rashi van Rambam. The gam machshav the grade the mayelis the fagel kasha. This was his kasha. Said
Reb Shlomo HaKoyim in Vilna to the Steichem, and it's a kushi atzuma, but he said so posh to me the answer. Mikol makim nir bar, the machsheves pigol leishayich bebailim, rak bishlomim, the nechal bebailim, the yochel lachshoyv, al menashe yochel abose ba'atzmoy, chutz lizmanoy or chutzim koymoy. Avo bekarbin she'enoy nechal elo v'koyhanim, lo yochel lefagil. The heich yichoshev, al menashe yizrek hakoyen adam lemachar. Oy shneyakter ei murim machar. Oy shneyoychel abasar lemachar. The man tzayis lei koyin lasas avera. V'have pitume mili be'alma. V'svarazu amirim bezvachim daf lamed vav. Gabi im chishnev sheyoychlu t'meyim. Lishna achrinu kol kemine. Upirish rashi da koyanim t'meyim lo yishmu loy. V'hilkach im machshavtoi machshava b'dover atoli b'acherim ad kan l'shoynoi. V'hilkach b'mincha soy tenami. Te'enu nechelos elo l'koyhanim. Ein machshavtum ay elas klom. So, mamish, this teretz, Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, Reb Yitzchak Wenger wrote 80 terutzim into this gasha. And Reb Chaim said, it's posha to me. The teretz is based on the Gemara, Zvachim Lam, Zvav Amin Aleph. Machsheves pigel has to be something you control over. But if you have no control over, it's kol kemine. Matzasi, the Reb Shloim HaKoyim in Vilna wrote to the Stechemet that I saw in one of your svarim, so many, that I saw in one of your svarim that you brought this kasha b'shem, Reb Chaim Berlin. Maybe he's the makar to this whole kasha. But I'll go upon him. He said to me, the teretz is posha. And he was mechavin. Shneim nischavnu l'dover echad, Rav Shlomo HaKoyim Mivilna, right into the Steichemet, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky more recently. I will stop here.